What a game. Don't know where to start, but overall, 6-4 win against a team that hadn't lost, Stourbridge. Be bang there. What's your thoughts after that?
Was that what it was? Did we win in the end?
It was 6-4.
Again, character, call it what you mean. First half, to come in at 3-3, crazy. And today we've absolutely bossed that game. Could have been 5 or 6, but fair play. I mean, got a great fucking... Got a great bench there, their guys, a good side, and they showed character to come back 3-3. But again, we've matched it, went 4-3 up. Again, thinking that we're going to be on the ascendancy winning the game, and again, it's 4-4. So we've had to change the shape, had to revert back to a 4 because their right outside player was causing us no end of trouble. And to be fair, the lads who have come on have done the business, and I think deservedly we've won the game.
Go right back. Obviously, first goal, what a ball from Alex Dean. Doyle nearly scores, and Talani's there, and Tim scores, so both front men getting on the sheet again.
Yeah, causing real or havoc, both forwards, but Alex Dean was tremendous today. Same with Gooch on the other side, absolutely tearing their back four apart, and let's get something straight, their back four are experienced, quality defenders, and we've made them look mugs, so well done to the front men.
When you go, obviously, then Alex Dean with an unlikely goal when he's danced into the box and scored with his left foot. You must have been surprised with that. But he was outstanding today, wasn't he?
No, I mean, he's 6'2" with sheer muscle, pace, power, and that's what he's got to start using. And again, he gave their fullback a torrid time, and I like what he did for his goal. He's gone and released himself behind the front then, hard to pick up, danced his way in the box, and a great finish, so well deserved.
It was a bit of a gift there, first goal. I thought Kyle played well today, but what happened? I was up the other end.
Yeah, we've spoke about it. But let's stop the source. Let's stop the 60-yard punt up the field, which would nip that in the bud. Then obviously talking with Max, and again Max has done really well, kept us in it in the game when made the save. They could have took the lead, but I think if he has a little bit of chat there, that don't happen, and 3-0 don't become 3-1 or 3-1 don't become 3-all. So again, we can stop things, but again, the learning the trade, and hopefully they're taking on board and stop them sort of mistakes.
Andy Wright again, another good penalty, and then we come in 4-3. What do you say to the lads at half time?
Deserved. Again, about what I was saying, I mean, I don't think they were in our box too often, and what they had a few corners and set pieces, which again they're good at, but I think we're defending them well. But to come in only 4-3, I was like, what crazy game, but we're winning. So again, relax, go through your repertoires again and go through what you're good at. But they turned it round and got the equaliser, and I thought our backs were to the wall, changed the shape, and that's it, the rest is history.
Is that what I was going to say? They brought it back to 4-4 then, second half, and it was almost the best thing that happened, because they had been building pressure, and then when they scored the fourth, we went back up the other end and deservedly scored another two, and it could have been more.
Yeah, again, keeping a good foothold in the game, could have probably got the, but again, they've gone down nearly and nearly made it 6-5, so it was one of them games, to and fro, two good sides, and again, I mean, to beat Stourbridge, you've got to be doing something right.
All jokes aside, and all the game, you and Adam must be immensely proud to, you know, so early in the season to see your team perform like that.
Yeah, well, that's what it's about. I mean, they're getting paid money and good money, and the crowd are coming in and paying good money. So let's entertain. Yes, maybe a 1-0, but I'll take 6-4. If we're winning 6-4 every week, I'll take it. It might only last 3 games before I die, but it is what it is.
Now we go again Monday against Barwell, a big local derby. Got to take that level straight into that, really. Simple.
Yeah, it's intensity, again, work rate, believing in what you're doing. Again, it's a local game, but it don't matter, local, dark, whatever, they're all the competitive games. And if you ain't right, I'll say the dog and duck will beat you. So we're competitive, we're at it, and we'll be a match for anyone.